Hello, friends. Let me welcome you to HAL Radio.
Hi, this is Skeeter Black, and today we're going to meet HAL's friends.
Hello, my name is Cynthia Stewart Harris, and I am a former employee of WBLS, WLIV, also known as Inner City Broadcasting. I work with HAL Jackson for over 25 years. He was my boss. I started with the company as Now Friday, all around in person. I worked there for 30 days, and Mr. Jackson asked me if I'd like to work for him. And I was there until I left. And during that time, we became very good friends. We were like personal family friends. He knew my family very well, and I knew his very well. There wasn't anything that he couldn't ask me to do or vice versa. And I felt that we had a very, very great relationship as far as co-workers or as far as someone being close and understanding. During that time, Mr. Jackson would always make sure things were taken care of. If you needed assistance, you needed any type of help, he was always there to work with you or to make sure it was where you and others could advance. He wanted to make sure that it was never a time when you were in need. If he had it, you had it. I enjoyed working with Mr. Jackson. I learned so very much, and I experienced a lot of things probably that I would not have taken on myself. We worked together with this talented team. I went to California, which he treated me to twice, and I treated my mom, and that was a chance to see the other side of him with his talented team. He adored the talented teams. He was a person that would always think of the underdog. He always was talking about the underdog. He was there for that person. And children, he adored the children and was happy to promote them in any way he could. He always wanted to help someone see the good in others. There was a saying that he wanted to make sure that you were important. He always says, it's better to be someone that wants to help another person. It was more important to be nice to people. He never was one to try and get more than he felt he deserved. He worked with the radio station. He worked with the talented team. He was big on his basketball and sports. And every time I brought my son in, he was always talking about sports. It was always sports this, sports that. Read every day at least 5 newspapers. And we were together most of the day. We worked from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., maybe 11. And that was just one of the things that Mr. Jackson was accustomed to doing. He was a workaholic, and he would support you if he saw that you had a good work ethic. He was really in your corner. I really adored Mr. Jackson as far as the work that he was doing and the way that he helped others. I miss him a lot. I left the station only because I wanted to do something else in life. After 25 years, I felt I needed to branch out and learn other things. However, we did stay in touch, and I was always following him on the radio or trying to see what new projects he was taking on. But Hal Jackson was one we will always remember and adore. And I would like everyone to do a little research and just see the many, many things that Mr. Jackson had his hand in. He wasn't only a father, he was a good friend. I'm sure he was a great husband to many, but they all loved him and adored him. And I would like you to just try and reach out and support any projects that are geared towards Hal Jackson. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, we will listen to some of Hal's wonderful classics.
I cried for you, now it's your turn to cry over me. Every road has a turning, that's one thing you're learning. I cried for you, what a fool I used to be. Now I found two eyes just a little bit bluer. I found a heart just a little bit truer. I cried for you, now it's your turn to cry over me. Cry over me.
California. Well, the first he flew her to, we went to
one of the islands for talented teams. I don't remember what island it was. And then we went back after the pageant was over. We flew back to LA, and he stayed there for, I think he stayed there for a week for her to just to recuperate. He wanted her to go into the sauna and to get her legs and stuff together. So those are the kind of things that he did. I mean, if he cared for you, he treated you like he birthed you, you were his family, and just, I think I've known him, I was close to 40 years, so, Sunday Classics is another thing that I worked with him off and on, along with Clay and everything, of course, and just the day-to-day activities at the radio station. He was a powerful man. He, station was number one. He was in charge. He knew just his stuff. He knew music. And he knew people. He knew, he always taught you to stay away from the bad and to do good, to be the best person that you can be. And that's the kind of guy he was. He was the best person that he could possibly be. He was godsend, for real. I mean, because he looked out for everybody. Charles Jackson is an amazing man. What an amazing man. And I miss him. I think about him often because I still live in the same neighborhood and he lived 2 blocks away. So when I pass that by, I look up to see the penthouse, I just think of him that way. And I'm happy to know him. Happy to have known him. I hope you're editing this. But I'm happy to have known him. And I met his family, Jane and Jewel and the grandkids and now the great-grandkids. I've gained friendships through meeting him, and I will forever be grateful. I love you, Mr. J. I miss you so much, and I thank you for everything that you've done for me and my family. May you continue to sleep in peace. And I know that you're just up there with the mic and, just doing your thing. God bless you. Love you. Okay.
Hello again, friends. It's amazing how time flies. Can you believe that's the end of our show today? Well, we hope HAL Radio has brought a ray of sunshine to your day, as well as uplifted your spirits. Be sure to join us again next Monday, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember to make us your favorite station. Subscribe to us here, and also visit us on the website. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/HAL Radio for even more upliftingly affirmative jewels. Be sure to tell a friend or two. And HAL Radio is the place for all things uplifting and positive.